Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Your comments make the show better. Send us your thoughts live on our Facebook channel to be the star of today's show. Can't catch us live? Hit us up on our other social media channels to have your say. For now, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Are we having fun yet? Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show as we get rolling on this Monday, March the 23rd, 2020. It is hour one, and it's a brand new week. A lot of us still here, and happy to report that. Last I checked, I'm the host, Rod Peterson. He's the co-host, Darren DuPont. How are you, Dupes?
I'm doing well.
Are you ready to talk sports, life, and everything over the next couple hours?
I am. Let's
good.
Do it.
Good, good, good. Brand new week. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're so grateful to be able to be on the air and bring you a program every day from now till the foreseeable future, God willing, till the end of time. But we're going to get to the show topics. We're going to get to the show guests. I just want to say hello to everybody. And thank you for saying hello back. It's interactive television. If you're just checking us out for the first time, interactive broadcasting, I guess. Francesca McBean writes, watching from Toronto. Colin McNulty writes in and he says, in the nation's capital. So I am, you know, that's Ottawa. Scott Nichols checking in from Saskatoon. So we always like for those that are watching the program on Facebook Live right now to write in where they're watching from. Don Degelman checks in from St. Paul, Alberta. So keep it rolling, please, in this segment we call the Rollout for Flooring Superstore. If you're home from work, if you've been laid off, our thoughts are with you. We certainly hope that this is a temporary issue. And again, thanks for joining us here today. On the program, Mike Abumeshrick. He's a regular weekly guest right here in the bunker. 10-year CFL veteran, Grey Cup champion offensive lineman. He'll be with us today. Joining us on video chat from Las Vegas, Gary Lawless of the Golden Knights, who has already checked in and he's ready to go. He's going to be with us shortly. Theron Fleury, what should be Hockey Hall of Famer Theron Fleury, but still a Hall of Fame human being, 1,000-game guy, 1,000-point guy in the NHL. Theron Fleury will be with us. Michael Landsberg, the host of TSN 1050's Get Up, or First Up. Get Up is the ESPN program, formerly of Off the Record. And Andrew Gottslig from Hoops will be joining us. Let's jump right into the topics. Are you cool?
Let's do it.
Well, first from Neil Shuchuk. Good morning from White Court, Alberta. Thank you, Shuey. He's checked in twice, so I wanted to say hey. And also to the people on that cruise ship off the coast of Peru that wrote and said they've been listening to reruns of the Rod Peterson Show because it's helping with their anxiety and stress. I want to say hello to them. They said the internet's not strong enough to watch live, so they're going back and listening to it. So they said they've started to truck on up the coast, Darren. They don't know where they're going, but they think they're on their way home. That's the latest I got from the cruise ship off the coast of Peru.
That's good news.
So I got so many stories that I can get to with people listening to our programs, both this one, my previous ones, worldwide. They're pretty good stories. But let's get into the issues of the day. What's become the Divine Nine show topics today.
Okay.
Number one, Canada pulls out of the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. I'll be honest, the first guy that notified me of this yesterday was the Twitter feed of Arash Madani, our good friend Sportsnet's Arash Madani. Saw it on Arash's Twitter. Yep. Then all of a sudden, ding, 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 notifications are going off of my phone. That Canada, the first nation to pull out of the Tokyo Olympics. We're going to come back to that, number one. Number two, the one I'm dying to talk about. The divorce of Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. I got so many thoughts on that. ESPN posting today to ESPN.com a long-form article of what caused the divorce of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And make no mistake, folks, it was a divorce. It was a split. It happens.
You
know,
I'm with you.
Of my most recent one, as I've said when I've been speaking around the province, it's the first, mine, first divorce in history where both sides are happy. And I think that's the same thing with Belichick and Brady.
Yeah.
That's the sense that I'm getting. We'll talk about that. Point three, as the program moves along, how do you cheer for teams anymore? I'll just say mine. This is where this whole thing started in a tailspin in my life of fandom in sports. When my dad worked for the Dallas Stars for 26 years, life was great. Dave Tippett was like a member of the family, the coach of the Stars. Mike Modano was a member of the family. All of a sudden, they fired Dave Tippett. Modano's gone. Dad retires. I don't feel the love for the Stars anymore. You know?
Yeah.
And when they did fire Tippett, I was distraught for a very long time. So if you're a Patriots fan or if your team has lost their icon, who do you cheer for? Are you going to go cheer for Tom? Are you going to keep cheering for the team? You know, here in Saskatchewan, Weston Dressler got cut by the football club. And I remember talking to Weston at the time. People were coming up to him saying, we're going to miss you, Weston, but I'm still a Rider fan. Well, what does that tell the person? You never really did cheer for me. It's a fun topic.
It's a great topic.
Point four, Dave Naylor's question on Friday when he was with us from the TSN Insider. He says, who will be the fifth team in the CFL West? He just dropped that like a stink bomb and left the room. You know?
Yeah.
Left us to deal with it. And we never really got around to talking about it. So hopefully today we can. Here's one. In that interview, point five, Dave Naylor says that he's a contrarian thinker, but not to the degree that I am. And then he broke out laughing. Not to the degree that you are, Rod. And he broke out laughing. And I'm like, what? What do people think of me? Which really is none of my business. But I'm not a conspiracy theorist. They think of me like Jesse the Body Ventura. You know, like real conspiracy theory. Is that what people think of me? Because that's not what I am. They do think that?
Well,
a conspiracy theorist?
No, of course not. I don't think anybody thinks that.
Like but tinfoil hat and the whole thing?
I mean, you get crazy people out there who just, you know, want to think anything's true, anything's positive.
I don't believe 9/11 was engineered by government. I don't think that business leaders dropped the virus on the world. Currently, the corona. I don't believe that. What I believe that I am is somebody that says the things you all are thinking but don't want to say. That's what I think that I am, and I'm okay with that, and I'll tell you why. I like to think that I'm honest. And I'm going to put a disclaimer up here for my brothers if they're watching or listening. Turn the show off for a second because this may be upsetting to them. But my mom, within the last year, died of cancer fast. And when the end was there. There was a lady from our hometown, Bev Siebert. I was predictably distraught.
Yeah.
Looking for somebody to comfort me. And she said to me, Rod, your mom's dying. It's here. It was like a snap out of it. It's here. Do you know what I'm saying? No, pat you on the back. It'll be okay. It's not going to be okay. Okay? Deal with it. And I appreciated the honesty.
Wow.
And that's the kind of person, it helped me deal with it. Got real far fast instead of delaying the inevitable. So I have too much respect for the viewers and the listeners to not be honest with them. And that's what I think that I am. So if it's contrary to what people are thinking, no, I think you're all thinking a lot of what I say.
Yeah.
That's all. Interesting tweet I saw yesterday that actually made me LOL, laugh out loud, from a guy by the name of Steve Johnson on Twitter. He writes, why Jeremy O'Day wasn't active in free agency? Because he knew coronavirus was coming and there's not going to be a season. The guy tweeted that. I laughed out loud. But what do you... I'll say it for the umpteenth 878th time. What did you want the Rough Riders to do in free agency? Just because they didn't go on a credit card spree, people think they screwed up. We won't get into that now.
No, but it is. It's incredibly confusing because were you not happy with how good the team was last year? I thought it was an incredibly fun year, you know, with Cody Fajardo's emergence as an elite quarterback in the CFL. And, you know, I think they did a good job, but we've said this 1,000 times. They re-signed the players they needed to re-sign. The holes that needed to be filled, they filled. Just because everybody just wants to believe that if you don't make a splash, you've lost. And that's just so far
weird.
From the truth.
Wayne in Victoria chiming in. He says, I followed Gretzky to L.A. When he was traded, I was also a Bobby Orr fan more than a Bruins fan. That's back to point three on your fandom. So yeah, this isn't new. It's a great point. I actually followed Gretzky to L.A. as well. Didn't really work. I bought all the King stuff. I cut my hair like Gretzky. Had a crew cut like Wayne. That's how much I loved him.
Wow.
But it just didn't feel right. You know?
Yeah.
Point seven, our weekends, at some point we'll get around to that. Housebound with my beautiful wife, 24/7. She said to me, what?
That look that you had is pretty funny. And I just saw the Instagram post yesterday. You guys out for the walk?
She said, "Oh,
we're getting along for now."
It was her line. Divorce rates are going to skyrocket. That was her line. So we're trying to flatten the curve of the coronavirus, but divorce rates
through the roof.
You don't realize how much you appreciate me time until you don't have it.
We're not supposed to spend this much time.
No, we're not. No. Point eight, I circled it because we don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but I saw somebody on Facebook giving a list of complaints of how much this sucks. The self-isolation, the quarantine, and just the coronavirus in general, the suspension of sports. He said the Oilers' season wasted.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to look at the standings. I'm like, just as a reminder, because it's been 12 days, Oilers 3 points back of the Vegas Golden Knights for the Pacific Division lead. Can I say this to fans of the Oilers, of which I am one? They're going to be good for a long time to come. The whole goal was to be in the playoffs, and you know what? They'd have to be almost a monumental collapse to not be in the playoffs. That was the goal. So, again, be grateful. Oilers are on the right track with Dave Tippett and Ken Holland.
Yeah.
So don't get your panties in a bunch. And point nine of the Divine Nine show topics, the topic of broadcast ghosts. There's ghosts in this broadcast industry. What? Why is that microphone over there broken?
I know.
Because when we leave at the end of the day, somebody comes in here of every broadcast outlet I've ever been on and fiddles with stuff. Why? Like this friggin' mic boom is always flopping down. And I'm like, why don't when I leave?
It's working fine.
It's working fine. Where do these ghosts come from? Why do people feel the need to screw with your stuff? It's got to be ghosts.
To test you. It's testing you.
You've had this happen too, right?
Oh, yeah. And you just don't understand it.
Where do they come from?
Doesn't happen in every other walk of life, I don't think. It's something that's just, you know, like the hockey gods, there's the broadcast ghosts.
Broadcast ghosts, yeah. There's no doubt.
I'm starting to believe it.
I just remember the old days back in the Agrodome when it was called that, where the Regina Pats Hockey Club plays, the world's oldest junior hockey team. I would come in after a weekend, you know, I would leave on a Saturday night after the game, come in on for the next game on Tuesday, look at my broadcast board and go, what the hell happened? I'm the only one with a key for this booth. Say, I'm not the only guy with a key here, but there's ghosts in the broadcast industry. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can we get Paul on here and have a seance?
We got to do something. Pull up the Ouija board.
Just get rid of them for once. Neil Shuchuk writes in. Says, Oiler fans know how Expo fans felt in the strike year. LOL. Hey, newsflash, Shuey. The Oilers aren't the best team in hockey. It's not the Expos in 94. So to the Olympics. Colin in Ottawa said it better be the number one topic. So let's go to that. Canada pulls out. They're the first team to do it in the world. How do you see it? I saw a poll. Mark Steven, our good friend from Calgary, the voice of the Stampeders, did a poll on this and said three options on his Twitter poll. Good idea, too premature of a decision, or three, bad idea, the show must go on, the games must go on. I would be the guy that voted yes. Good idea. This is different than Dana White and UFC events and fight nights where they can, it's one guy against one guy in a cage with a couple refs around the outside and a camera guy. This is different. It's the biggest sporting event in the world. And for what? Because the athletes have been training for 4 years? What a shame. It's horrible. But everything's horrible if you haven't noticed. On a scale level, macro level, it sucks for the 20-year-old junior hockey players whose career is coming to an end because they're not going to finish it off. But you know what? It is what it is. It's just a grander scale of their disappointment. It's still a responsible decision. That's mine. Bravo, Canada. I don't think it's too premature. Have the flights been booked yet? Like, if this thing goes away, which I'm still praying that it will, in those Nostradamus-type readings that have been sent to me, that this was predicted, that it would show up in a flash and it would leave in a flash, they can still go on.
Yeah. I completely, you know, agree with you. It was the right decision. It's the right decision for the COC to pull their athletes. I mean, safety is number one. And you want to be leaders, right? We're looking for leaders in this time, and the Canadian Olympic Committee is stepping up in a leadership role and taking care of their people and making a smart decision. Now, we've heard that, you know, with the IOC and deciding about the Olympics and making a final decision can happen within 4 weeks. Up to 4 weeks' time is the latest that I've heard when it comes to them making a decision. But I see it on both sides, because losing the Olympics, I believe, is devastating. I think it's devastating to lose the Olympics. And not just for the Olympic Games. I mean, the athletes only get a shot every 4 years. And we know in sports, that window where you're at your best is so small. It's very tough to have a Usain Bolt where you can keep it for 4 years, 8 years, and beyond, and still stay at that high level. And the other thing is, all of those sports rely so heavily on the Olympics. All of the sports that aren't considered mainstream get a shot in popularity. They get a shot in registrations across the country, a shot in funding across the country because of the euphoria of the Olympics, right? So all of those sporting organizations across the country and across the world would feel and will feel a hurt if the Olympics don't happen. So that's a big spinoff of it that we're not really talking about enough, that all of those sports are going to take a big hit worldwide. But maybe there's other things to look at in terms of pushing them back.
So a note here. First of all, a shout out to our social media advisor, Tyler Dacu, who's not in the building, but he's sending out the cute comments along the bottom. Thank you, Tyler. He says, will this lead to Canadian athletes competing at the Olympics like when Russian athletes were banned? We'll see. Those are our very brief thoughts. We'll get to this with our other guests along the way today. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore, by the way. Go out. They are still open, Flooring Superstore. Last I heard, I was over to check them out on the weekend or on Friday. They are still open. From John O'Flynn, he's watching on the West Coast, he says, question, who is the BC Lions Den bobblehead on your desk, Rod? Shout out to the BC Lions fans watching. This is Mike Riley. Oh, it's right here. Mike Riley. I had to move my computer out of the way. Can you take those off the screen so people can see it? That's Mike Riley. That was sent to us from the British Columbia Lions, BC's oldest and most successful pro sports franchise, I'll have you know. And the Lions also sent us a Dante Marsh jersey replica, not a stinky, smelly, game-worn one. I would rather have the replicas, not the game-worns. Thank you. And Wally Buono's last game pass from the last game at Taylor Field. The Lions sent that all to us in a care package. We love us some BC Lions.
That's really
cool. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. That's super cool.
On the way today, Theron Fleury, Michael Landsberg, Mike Abou-Meshrick, Andrew Gotsalig, and after the break, Gary Lawless of the Vegas Golden Knights. Hold it down, everybody. We'll be right back. It's a Monday. Canada's morning sports talk show is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Come into Game Plus TV this spring and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of Gary Lawless joining us from Vegas, a sports update for Ballers and Red Bull Canada. Canada won't have a team at this summer's Tokyo Olympics unless the games are postponed. A bold move that would at least give Canadian athletes some sense of direction in the coming months. The Canadian Olympic Committee and Canadian Paralympic Committee issued joint statements Sunday evening saying that they refuse to send their teams to Tokyo unless their respective games are pushed back and are advocating for 1 year. The Tokyo Olympics are scheduled to start July 24th. The Paralympics slated to follow on August 25th, when restrictions on public gatherings to combat the novel coronavirus lift, Golf Canada CEO Lawrence Applebaum knows his sport will be ready. Until then, he hopes that amateur golfers follow the lead of professionals and stay home. There's a note from Canadian Golf. Blue Jays president and CEO Mark Shapiro says none of the team's players or staff have had symptoms that warranted being tested for COVID-19. Shapiro spoke to media Sunday afternoon on a conference call from his Toronto home, 4 days after leaving the Blue Jays spring training complex in Dunedin, Florida, with other members of the team's staff. I've got more info on where the Blue Jays stand on this. We'll get to that later. But that is your Monday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. They are closed temporarily, however, the Tap liquor store is open. Their kitchen's closed as well. And also for Red Bull Canada, watch out for the Red Bull Wings team to make appearances at some of the Rod Peterson Show on location events throughout the summer. Red Bull has launched a new Peach Edition, which is exclusively available at 7-Eleven and Loblaws Superstore and No Frills. Red Bull gives you wings. Let's go to Vegas now. A man that never usually needs Red Bull, Gary Lawless, joining us from his Nevada home. How you doing, Gary?
I'm good, Rod. How are you doing, sir?
Same as everybody sitting in. I've been enjoying watching what you've been doing. Lolo on the trampoline yesterday, doing the best to keep busy there in Vegas. How are things in your world right now?
Some games. That's what we work for as an organization, is to put on hockey games and to see. We have a pretty good hockey team right now, so we're hoping that things can get straightened out and the playoffs can resume. I would have to think the regular season would have to reason to a certain way. Cup, if teams have played different regular season games, Winnipeg Jets, for instance.
Gary, it's breaking up. Clark, can you call an audible and call Gary on the phone? Would you mind getting him on the cell? That's what we got to do, right? And we'll get on that, because there's no point sitting here with it being that choppy.
No. But that's good. I mean, he's looking good.
Oh yeah,
Gary's looking great.
Well, the picture's fine.
So that's good. I mean, yeah, I'm really interested to have the conversation with Gary to see what life is really like inside the NHL organization, but also in that city of Vegas, which has been completely shut down. I mean, it's been compared to The Walking Dead, right? Of the TV show, you don't leave the house, you don't go out. The tumbleweeds rolling down the strip. I mean, this is unprecedented times.
Well, I'll be honest, we watched, well, for one, you're seeing all these photos of major Canadian centers and American centers. Shoot, you're seeing it from all over the world, that exact scene. Doesn't matter if it's small town, big town, whatever. Everybody's frozen. Nobody's going out. We watched the movie Contagion.
You did.
On the weekend. Okay. I don't recall having seen it at the time. It came out in 2011, I believe. It's frightening how similar what that movie was. It's almost like they predicted this.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the movie. It might be time for a refresher. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy just how similar it is, but how serious this is, right? I mean, it's a very serious thing. If we don't contain it, it's going to get out of control. And we're doing a really good job.
What's happening with Gary on the phone, fellas? Oh, they're just trying to call him at his desk there. Well, in the movie Contagion, if you haven't seen it, people panic. I mean, first thing. Toilet paper was one of the first things to go. How odd that is in the movie. But the sad thing was, in that movie, they were beating the hell out of each other in lineups at the grocery stores, and rations from the army out, handing out food, and fights were breaking out. We haven't seen any of that.
No, we haven't. And, you know, it was amazing is I went out for a drive. Got to get some sunlight and some fresh air. But didn't, you know, you're not going anywhere public. You're not going around other people. But just went out for a drive. And the number of people that were outside was inspiring. it wasn't people in crowds or people together, or everybody was keeping their distance. And you saw people walk by, you see people, it's crazy. You'd literally see people walking down the street and then moving to the other side of the street because they'd see somebody else coming on their same side of the street. So very respectful, but so many people out realizing that you need to get fresh air, you need some exercise, you have to take care of your mental health and get out of your, you know, 1,000 square feet, and you have to do your thing. But we also have to make sure that we're not going and hanging out together and spreading this, you know, thing around. So I've never seen this many people. And part of it was that it was 6 degrees in Regina yesterday, too. That
well, just help. To the movie, it was eerie because I don't recall watching it back then. It seemed like I watched it for the first time yesterday, but it was freaky because if you were watching it back then, you're like, this can't be real. This wouldn't happen.
Right.
Now we're living it.
Yeah.
So gas stations, grocery stores, they're the only ones that are open. You know, and in the end, you know what started it all? An animal. If you recall the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So it was kind of eerie that way. What's up, boys? With Gary Lawless. What's happening? Okay. They tell me. We're working on it. My most favorite thing to hear when you're on a live show. We're working on it. Those broadcast ghosts, I should not have taunted them. Earlier on in the rollout.
They're going to show you. Right. They're going to show you.
There's a power grid. Gary, thanks for hanging. We got him now. Gary Lawless is on the phone from his Vegas home. So if you know, we didn't get much of what you said, Gary. Can you talk about the way your world is right now amid the pandemic?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously it's we're doing our best. We're still working. We're, you know, generating lots of content for the Golden Knights website and all of our social channels, but we don't have games. And that's, you know, as an organization, that's what we do. We put on games, and the team plays games and competes, and a pretty good hockey team. So we're hopeful that, you know, that something gets done, that at some point in time that we can go back to, you know, some of normalcy and play some games. It'd be a shame for this season to end. I do think they have to play some regular season games. I don't think they can end the season and just go straight to the playoffs. Teams all have to play the same amount of games and for the regular season to be legitimate and for the playoff bracket to be legitimate. So, you know, hopefully there's enough time to be able to do that. It sounds like there is very little appetite to go into affect next season. And I think that's economics, right? Like most of the economics for this season, for the regular season, are pretty close to in the books. You know, most teams have played around 70 games or even more, and that's, you know, 9/10 of the season, I believe, pretty close to it anyways. So you've got a lot of the economics are already in place for this season, and you wouldn't affect next season by pushing, like, you know, the theory, the concept that the teams would play the playoffs in August or September and then have an off season in October and start the regular season in November and, you know, play a shortened season next year. I don't see that happening. I think that because of, you know, how important the gate is to the NHL, to NHL owners and franchises, they're going to need to play 82 games next year. So we're on the clock.
Gary, you're in an interesting position in your role. You talk to the management, you talk to the players. I think I speak for a lot of hockey fans in asking you, if you've spoken with the players, how are they feeling about this? Because Brent Sopel was on with us late last week saying, if you're off the ice for 2 days, you're out of shape. So what are the players saying, if anything, about what they'd like to see happen?
You know, there are some players. Frank Saravelli had a report last week that, you know, that was a handful of players. I don't think en masse the players have you know, gotten together and decided what they want to do. I think I've talked to five of our players in the last week since six players, actually, Marshall as well. So, you know, and they were all kind of hanging around their houses. Most of them were working out. All of them were working out, I guess. and with home gyms, or it's nice here now. It's spring, so guys are on bikes. It's a really good area to cycle, and that's become a big off-season thing for NHL players, is to cycle. So I think some guys are doing that. They are really paying close attention to social distancing, and no one wants to get sick. No one wants to be in a position where, you know, they could delay their return or delay the league's return. So our guys are doing a really good job of social distancing, and so is our entire organization. That's been a real emphasis from our leadership, is, you know, let's be part of the solution and not be part of the problem. And that, it's just so critical right now that that we stay apart, that we stay at home, and stick to ourselves. And that's the best way to flatten the curve. You know, we can't control you know, what the government does in terms of testing, and which is a real big key. And our governor, Steve Sisolak, has been really proactive in, you know, trying to get people to stay at home. And it's the home means Nevada is kind of the song and the slogan here. And right now they've switched it to stay home means Nevada, and people are trying to follow that.
That's, yeah, very great insight. Now, I know that, you know, the season is really important. There's a lot of money at stake, too. It's a big business. But also, you know, the history of the Stanley Cup and the 100 years and all that kind of stuff. How much of an appetite? Because you're in one of the communities that has maybe one of the, if not the, you know, greatest fan base right now in terms of in-game experience and all of that. How much appetite right now is there to play in front of no fans, if that becomes an option and a way to continue the season?
Yeah, you know, I think that's that would be an option that would work to be able to hand out the Stanley Cup. I don't think it would be what fans would want, and certainly not what players would want. I can't even imagine playing a game at T-Mobile Arena in front of nobody. You know, I've been there at 3:30 in the morning to do television hits. On big days when you know have to join the morning shows just as right as they start, and you know it's one thing to be in any hockey arena or basketball arena or stadium when there's no one in it. And you know, I know Rod walked lots of sidelines in Canadian Football League stadiums before anyone's ever been in there, and it's eerie. It's kind of, you guys were talking about broadcasting ghosts. Well, that's what those buildings feel like, and then you fill them with the fans and that energy, and then the game comes, and it's something altogether different. So, you know, I in the building, it would be. You know, good for broadcasts, I guess. Ratings would be pretty high. But really strange for no one to ever be able to turn to their son or daughter or wife or brother or sister or father and say, remember being at T-Mobile when the Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup? Or remember being in at Bell MTS Center when the Jets won the Stanley Cup? Or, you know, that would just be really weird. So is it an option? Yeah, I guess so, but not certainly not a real attractive one from my standpoint.
Gary Lawless of the Vegas Golden Knights with us. And Gary, to a happier topic, if you don't mind, something you can speak on very well. When I came back from Vegas, all these folks up here saw my social media stuff, talked about it on the show, and they're like, well, of course, they've got all the tourists coming through. They're going to be packed forever because of all the tourists for something to do. Can you speak to the fact that those people in T-Mobile are Vegas people, Nevadans, and not tourists that are just coming through on the weekend for, you know, drink, gamble, have fun, and go to a hockey game?
You know, we have a handful of fans from the opposing fan base that are able to get tickets from secondary sites, but this is the hottest ticket in Vegas. People want to be in the building it's just amazing. Like, it was one thing for me when I was the columnist at the Winnipeg Free Press writing about the Winnipeg Jets, and then when I moved to TSN and was working for them full time, And I'd go into the Safeway in Winnipeg, and you know, I had a well-rated radio show in the community as well, and you know, people knew who I was. Well, I walked my dogs this morning, and there's a trail that goes through my neighborhood, and like little old ladies and little boys and girls, and they all want to ask me a question about it. They all know about the Golden Knights. This has become like no history here of, you know, 100 years or 50 years or anything like that. But that doesn't make these people any less hockey fans than the guy watching in Weyburn or Plenty or, you know, you name your community in Saskatchewan or on the prairies or anywhere in Canada. These people love the team. They love the players. And they just like the outcry when the Golden Knights, you know, make a move and trade one of their favorite players or, you know, don't re-sign a guy. Like just the normal, you know, normal way of business in the NHL where players move on and there's salary cap restrictions, et cetera, et cetera. These people, they care. And it's a real big thing to have a season ticket or a piece of a season ticket here in Vegas.
I saw it firsthand when I walked this strip with you. Everybody knew who you were, and how you guys made Vegas a hockey town should be a book, should be a 30 for 30 documentary. We won't get into it now, but I'd be fascinated to know how you did it. I've seen it, but I don't know how you did it. Lastly, your buddy Dave Naylor came out on Friday and said, who will be the fifth place team in the CFL West this year? Let's just say all things equal, Gary. Let's just say there's a season and it's 18 games. Who do you think it would be? I know you're following the CFL as closely as you can.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, is BC going to bounce back? You know, I think the Riders are well positioned. Mike O'Shea, I had with him when I was in Winnipeg the last time through. Not just me and Mike. There was a big collection of guys, and I chatted with Mike for a few minutes, and he was really pleased with, you know, what they were able to do. And, you know, I was in Toronto when Mike was a player. I was a communications guy there, and the team won a great cup. I was fortunate to be part of that. And Don Matthews was the coach. And I watched Don sign guys. I'd be in his office, and he'd pick up the phone and call a player. And then they'd get to talking about money. And then Don would always say, well, then you're going to get your playoff and your Grey Cup bonus. And it was not a question. It was, if Don Matthews was the coach, you were going to get to go to, you were going to play playoff games, and you're going to get to the Grey Cup, and you were going to get those bonuses. And you know, he wouldn't guarantee a win in the Grey Cup, but he just about guaranteed that you were going to get there. And players wanted to play for him. And O'Shea has that going on right now in Winnipeg, and I think Dickinson has that in Regina as well. I think guys really want to play for Craig. He's a smart football guy, but he's also able to connect with players in a unique way. So I like those two teams the best. So that's where I am in terms of the West. I like Winnipeg and Saskatchewan, and the other three can fight it out.
Our viewers expected you to pick the Las Vegas Posse, they're saying, Gary.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Right. Okay, we'll let you go. Gary, thanks for your patience this morning. Always good to see you. Stay safe, and my best to Jen and Lolo and the whole
crew. Take care. All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Gary Lawless joining us from Vegas this morning. Mike Abumetric has joined the bunker. We only have a couple minutes left. You're going to vacate to observe social distancing. So what do you want to leave on?
Well, I'm okay right now. I mean, it's cool that, you know, people in this business, too, are still so positive. And that's the biggest thing for me, right, is remaining optimistic. If we don't have optimism, then we're in some real trouble. You talk about panicking and violence and all those things that come. I like that from Gary. He's good.
I was hoping you'd jump on the Belichick or Brady.
Well, I was about to say that, and I'm like, we don't have enough time. And I was
right, we'll do that
you,
later.
I was going to ask you at the end, could we save Belichick and Brady for... I know you'll talk with Abu, but can we talk about it later? Because I have some thoughts.
You bring it up.
I will.
Because I'll forget.
Okay.
Okay. Mike Abou-Meshrick in the bunker next. Also on the way, Theron Fleury, Michael Landsberg, and Andrew Gottselig. It's the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live coming to Game Plus Network in April. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Rod Peterson Show. A couple things I did not get to because I knew it was going to be a busy morning, and it's turned out to be that way. Some things escaped my mind. One is the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. That is 306-840-8777. Buy now, pay later. At Prairie Mobile, all smartphones are $0 every day using Saskatel Plus pricing. Our Twitter poll today, and it's also on Facebook, comes from the National Football League, and that is, who wins more NFL games in 2020? Brought to you by Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center. I posted this yesterday, so it's been up for about 21 hours. Who wins more NFL games in 2020? Brady's Buccaneers or Belichick's Patriots? 59% of you saying the Buccaneers. Hundreds of votes cast, and you've got about three more hours to vote on yours. They're picking the Buccaneers to have more wins than Bill Belichick's Patriots. There's a lot of things to get to today. Mike Abou-Meshrick joining us in the bunker. How are you doing, Abu?
Oh.
Don't.
Yeah, I know. This
start.
Is so horrible. Good.
I thought we were going to avoid all the coronavirus talk.
Yeah, I'm worried that my T-shirt is larger than my sweatshirt. They're both new, but you know when you put a small, bigger shirt on under a new one?
That's the biggest thing in your life. That's good if that's all you got to worry about.
I don't know what to do with my hands now. It's just all going downhill.
What do you think about Canada's decision to pull out of the 2020 Olympics?
What? I'm not kidding. I've stayed away from all that kind of social distancing myself from social media. People are just in a frenzy. So this is the first time I've heard it. Probably a good idea, you know. If these are the acts that we're going to take, I think that's a kind of good idea.
Okay, I was remiss in trying to steer the discussion from my chair, because in the break you made a good point. You said Bob Poley would be the most valuable guy right now to just come on the show and tell stories, right?
Oh,
so to talk about current events, you're what lost. That's not your thing.
What current event? That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, I know you're getting
Nothing's
at.
Happening. Although I did make a bunch of buys on this morning on the market, because I think things are kind of starting to relax a little bit. So, I mean, everything's happening in that regard. But really, nothing's happening. Nothing in sports, nothing. The biggest news is, last night I played FIFA on the Xbox and I won the FA Cup. That's kind of news.
So
there's nothing happening. So you've
set a new record. In less than 30 seconds, you gave me a migraine. You said you're not paying attention to what's going on, and then turned around and said you're buying on the markets because the markets are low. Very closely in tune to what's going on. Oh. But you're telling me you're not in tune with what's going
on. Dude, this is a sports show, and I do my best to kind of segregate my professional life away from what we do here, which is
How separate
fun.
Are they, though?
Man, stuff's not going down. Shit's going down. Like, everything's happening. Like, there's so much stuff. There's a real allocation of wealth. There's so much going on that we can't even get into right now. But I think we've seen the last of the... I mean, I don't know anything, right? You can put my qualifications right here. But I don't know anything. But I think now is the time, you know? I think we're not going to see the 1,600-point plummets. You know, maybe we might see like the 300 point moves, 400 point moves, which is crazy high. But I think we're kind of starting to get a little bit back to normal. And you want to beat the time in, right? So that's what I was doing this morning. Cash back in.
We can sit. There's a misconception out there. I mean, overall, this is a sports show. But as the guys were saying late last week, it is a talk show. So many people were saying to me, you're going to run out of things to talk about. I'm pretty sure we won't. I'm not joking. I don't think we will. Whether it be an author coming on to talk about CFL USA expansion, to Dave Naylor saying who's going to finish fifth in the CFL West, to what caused the split of Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, there's no end of those things. Yeah. But to sit and talk about where we are in life right now is also a pretty interesting thing, too. For instance, I had a webinar. Can you just... Your mind's racing, I can tell. Just hang on. With regards to everything you're saying, and Wayne out in Victoria says, I think staying away from social media might be a good idea, but I like to stay informed. So my point on this, have you ever heard of John Maxwell? He's a famed leader. He's trained thousands of leaders around the world. He's a guy that I watch and read his stuff. I've read his books. So this morning, I watched the replay of his webinar yesterday that was entitled Leading in a Crisis. And he said, you're better off probably if you want the source of information, stay away from the media. Don't go to the media because the media has an agenda. He says politicians have an agenda.
They want you to vote.
Right. So what he's saying is go to the World Health Organization website. Go to the Center for Disease Control website. Go to the source of the information, not the people that are delivering you the news. And so... It's kind of tough as the guy that sits here has made his career in the media forever to say that. I'm telling you what he said. So do what feels right. If you want to stay away from the media, if you want to stay away from social media, do whatever you want. But, you know, I had this thing on my phone that managed told you your screen time every week. Have you had that option on your iPhone?
That's why I stopped.
I got a notification from it on Saturday saying, are you kidding me? Because all I've been is on my phone.
I've been up 18%.
You're up 18%?
It told me I was on there, and I don't go near my phone a lot. It told me I was on there like 5 hours a day. And I'm like, you know, it does add up. So that's why I've distanced myself from it, because it's just not good to... I don't even sleep 5 hours a day, right? Like, there's other things to be doing than staring at an idiot.
Depends what you use it for.
Right, and that's what I used it for. I used it to... People use it to get their news wrong. Don't. I mean, that's part of the craziness is that facts. You know, what are your facts?
I'm just going to sit back and listen to you because I said my piece.
Anyways, I just don't feel like I wrapped up the markets really well. I feel like if your money's being managed, no money managers, nobody ever saw a complete collapse of the economy. Everyone's business is shutting down. People not going allowed to go outside. So of course the market's going to fall. It's not good to invest in businesses that can't do business. So there's going to be a fall. But that being said, hopefully your money was being managed and we're all in the same kind of boat there. What's important right now is that your money is being managed and not sitting on the sidelines, that you are doing the right things, because they, like we were saying, there's 300 points to be gained in a day, 500 points to be gained in a day. We're going back, we're probably going to make 30% on your money in the next 3 years, 5 years. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not retiring anywhere soon. This is a great opportunity for me to stay home with my kids. And you know what? If this is the collapse of civilization, my money doesn't matter anyways.
Right.
I don't think it's the end. And if it is, Air Canada, I bought it at $13 today. It was at over $50 a month ago. You know what's happening? Air Canada can't do business. What's going to happen in 2 months? You know that holiday you're going to go on? You're going to go on two of them next year.
Everybody's going to be buying
at the same time. I got it for $13. Boeing's going to go under. You think so? Two people in the entire world make airplanes, and you're going to tell me one of them's going to go under? Yeah, come on, man.
So, folks, you're understanding. You're getting the irony right. He comes in and said he's not paying attention to what's going on.
Man, I've been watching Bloomberg nonstop for the last 2 weeks. What do you think I'm doing?
It's ironic. It's ironic.
It's awesome. The amount of wows in my office at home, unprecedented.
Oh,
daily.
So Rylan Betker, a friend of mine from the Army, writes, he's a soldier. He says, trust. He's watching and he writes in, trust but verify everything you see on social media and the news. Been seeing a lot of information swirling. Take the time and research the news. And I could go talk for hours on this because I'm watching CNN, watching Fox News. I'm watching CTV Newsnet. I'm watching CBC. Hang on. So you're looking so disapprovingly at me. And I'm just watching how some media is ratcheting up the fear and the panic and others are calming people down. And it just depends on how it's going. Which, yeah.
Ramping it up.
Fox is calming people down and supporting Trump, from what I can see. But furthermore, to use a sports vernacular, I just say, and I learned this from Brian Sutter, sitting in his living room watching NHL games, you just need to watch the games. That's all you need.
Follow the numbers.
Everything else is bunk. Like I said,
follow the numbers.
Sitting in Sutter's living room, Brian, I said, can you flip it over to SportsCenter? He's like, I don't get TSN. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, all I have is NHL Center Ice. I just have the games. I don't need to watch the panels. I don't need to watch the analysis. See what I'm saying?
I absolutely.
All that matters is the games. Or in your case, what? The stock market? I don't know. That's not my thing.
Follow the numbers. I'm a tax guy, right? And a numbers guy. If you follow the numbers, you'll know where the taxes are. You'll know where your averages are. You know, you'll know when companies can go out of business. Like if Air Canada, I don't know what the numbers are, but you know, Air Abu, it's a $50 stock. If I went out of business and liquidated everything, I'd have to pay you $30 a share just because that's what my planes cost and then we're liquidating. As an owner of Air Abu, I would buy everything at $20. If you want to sell to me at $20, because it's not possible for me to, the worst you'll get is 30. The people are selling, throwing in orders. They just want to sell. They're selling at whatever. And me, the owner, saying, you're an idiot for selling anything less than 30. And I'm putting my buy in orders at 10. The stock's a $50 stock, and you're selling it to me at 10 because you're scared. That's what it comes down to. I'm really simplified it out a million times, and don't take my advice over what we say here. Give me a call at the office, 757-3511.
Well, make your own decisions. Randy's watching in Cochrane, Alberta. He says, Fox is pro-Trump. CNN is anti-Trump. Oh, my God. Politics. But here's my thing, Randy. Yeah. I watch them all. My favorite, we were just in Mexico, end of February. My wife's doing her hair. One of the three channels that they had was Fox News. So she comes out like after an hour of listening to the Fox News commentary. She's got a towel around her and her thing. She's like, do they really believe what they're saying? It's and I'm like, I'm pretty sure they believe it, but doesn't mean they're right.
I don't mean it's
entertaining. That's what it is.
I don't mean to
be offensive. It's not the news.
Maybe I mean to be sexual, but I don't mean to be offensive. I want an ugly white dude or an ugly dude telling me my information. You know, Dan Rather, Brokaw.
So do I.
A pretty girl can do it. I just don't trust them right now because of just what they said. And it's reality is that they're getting people to watch. They want people to watch. Flip, 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 flip. Ooh, Abu and Rod. Flip. Ooh, pretty girl.
Of course.
That's how guys think. I'm sorry, you know, if you don't think that beer commercials have been right since the inception of beer, like that's gets people watching. And then the news isn't to tell you the news anymore. It's to keep you to watch so they can sell airtime and stuff like that.
So back to me. So as the guy John Maxwell, the leader, said, in this time, if you're looking for the information, don't go to the media because they have an agenda. Sorry to say, and I have a tough time saying that. Not only because I've been in the media for 31 years, but also because a lot of them are my friends, and they've been very good to me. Well, yeah. But doesn't mean that I can't acknowledge that a lot of them have it. I had an agenda as voice of the Riders. I swear, I did. I'm sorry. Cat's out of the bag.
But you put your spin on it. You've always said you're a homer.
Yeah.
You don't put your information out there. You always put it with a Rider spin or a Saskatchewan spin, and everybody knows it. And you say it, but you don't. News are saying here. They don't say this is our opinion. Dan Rather used to cut it down the middle. He didn't put a one way or another on it. So now people have forgotten how to think.
Yeah.
People didn't have my dad as their dad, telling them that they're dumb all the time. What are you not thinking? What are you stupid? You know, what's wrong with you? And everyone who's of any Lebanese descent knows what this means. Like, what's wrong with you?
Well, look.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. Can I add on that? Maybe we should both have the camera on us because as you say that, people don't want to think. That's a harsh way of saying it. But in a couple of the most recent crises that we've been involved in, both the Humboldt crash and this, I've had people ringing me up and saying, Rod, what do I do? And my initial thought when this all started was, how the hell would I know? Right? When I first started it. But when I realized when people are coming to me asking for this, I better figure out the answer for them because they're expecting it from me. But a lot of people say, what do I do?
See, maybe,
at least they asked. That's not a criticism.
Maybe I just think too much. Well, if it's an airborne virus, you want to segregate yourself. You want to wash your hands a lot. You know, like we have a seminar or we have a webinar every day telling us what to do. Hey, we're supposed to be professionals with a certain level of mental capacity, and they're telling us to wash our hands. And I'm just like, do people really not know that they...
But they don't, Abu. You know that.
Do people really not know they should be drinking beer off people's asses? Like, people need to know these things. And we're talking about a video online that's getting hits. Like, people, you should know these things. It's just regular life to keep yourself safe. Don't go licking poles and stuff like that.
Well, I'll tell you, we're kind of flipping back and forth between the entertainment and the news side or whatever. But listen, my wife's a big shopper. And a lot of times I'll go to a mall and just sit there and drink coffee all day and read my phone while she's out shopping. It's great. We're both happy. But when you drink enough coffee, you know what happens?
Yeah.
You have to go to the bathroom. So I'll go to the bathroom and I'll be in there still surfing my phone. The amount of people that come through there and aren't washing their hands, spend some time in an airport bathroom sometime.
Well, that's
you'll be aghast.
That's why we're washing our hands when we get home, because those dumbasses, right? And, you know, survival of the fittest. We're a lot lenient here on overpopulation on that kind
I know,
of
but
stuff.
There's going to be a lot of unfit people.
Having kids, I know, and that's a problem.
Or meet their demise because they're being stupid.
But that's never been a problem in history. Those people.
It's called natural selection.
It's called natural selection. And how dare I talk to that about you? Yeah, that's you then. You know, if you think that's a problem, then maybe that's you. You know? If you need a sign on a cliff that tells you stay away from the cliff because if you fall off you're gonna die, I'm talking to you. You know.
Jack in Calgary.
Keep touching
Jack
lanes,
in Calgary's you. Watching. He says, Abu, I love listening to how you see life. Outstanding, in all caps. You understand it took me 2 years to figure this guy out? Most people don't like him at first. Now I get him. And I still think he's nuts.
No,
I just
like
know he's entertaining
Once
now.
You get to know me, that's when the problem is.
Once you get to know him, you really don't like him.
Yeah.
By the way, next hour, Theron Fleury, Michael Landsberg, and Andrew Gottslig. We do have to break. I went through all this trouble of writing down these show topics. We haven't got to any of them.
You want to get
Can
back
we?
To my shirt that's too big?
I for
my
don't thing. Want to go to that at all. And from Steven watching in North Dakota, he says you need to also sanitize your mobile device.
Man, you got poop on your hands because everyone's watching. I know what you're doing on social media when you're watching it too. And when my buddy texts me at 8 o'clock in the morning, I know what he's doing. I know what you're doing, Rod. I know what you're doing.
Right.
And then you got
I sanitize it regularly.
I know, but these people, man, whoo. Not you, not you. Listener, love you. Other people.
All these people writing in with a boo. And actually, people are, they're listening as well at rodpeterson.com/listen live. I appreciate you people doing that. Jason in Red Deer writes in. He says, hey guys, listening live on the website and using the text line because the internet sucks out here during the coronial times. I love listening to a boo. He really needs his own daily show.
Yeah, that's the smartest thing I've heard all day.
Let's just get through the coronavirus panic before we start infecting the world further.
Brett, stupid people are why they have a warning labels. That's why I say get rid of all warning labels. If you think cigarettes are good for you, go for it.
We'll be back. Hour two coming up. It is the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live coming to Game Plus TV this spring. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we've increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.